Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Let's go. Friday, 6 a.m., the 22nd day, August 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Man, this is big. Those Summerlin South kids pulled it out last night. Rematch with Connecticut for the U.S. Championship.
Let's go.
No other way we want that. I think it's awesome. And they're, we'll talk to our buddy Chris Mallory, who's the president of the Summerlin South Little League in a little bit. And that's the thing that I've heard coming out of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, is the kids are like, yep, we want another shot at those Connecticut kids. We don't think we played very well the other night. We started off well, maybe took our foot off the gas a little bit because they did go up 3-0.
Yeah.
And then ended up losing, what was it, 7-3? So our boys, it happened in 2014. They played for the U.S. Championship, and they'll take another crack at it. Which is really amazing.
It's so
really,
cute.
Really amazing.
My band was all sitting together last night at our gig, and our bass player goes, "Hey, Summerlin won."
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, like they were treating it like football season or like their teams that they love.
It's
it was so cute. Of course.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Aces have won 9 in a row. They'll go on the road for a couple of weeks. Vaulted all the way up to the number 3 seed. With the last couple of weeks of the season. So that's exciting. Raiders final preseason game tomorrow. Aviators will come home. They're in Albuquerque until Sunday, but then they'll come home next week. The Las Vegas Lights play this weekend at Cashman Field. They play tomorrow night at 7:30. The Nighthawks, our indoor football team, the IFL team.
Uh-huh.
They're playing Green Bay for the IFL title. It's Title Town. We're Championship City.
Let's go.
They're playing for the IFL title in Tucson tomorrow night. And UNLV football gets started week 0. Everybody will play college football next weekend. And then some schools have early games like us. They moved it so that they could have a big boxing match at Allegiant Stadium. So they call this week 0 of the college football season.
Got
yeah.
it.
UNLV football plays Idaho State tomorrow.
Let's go.
Crazy.
Yes. Crazy. Let's go.
Crazy. And mm-hmm. then we're that much closer to Labor Day weekend, which is next weekend, which I love. And on top of everything else, brand new Doja Cat.
Have you heard it yet?
The song is called Jealous Type. You'll hear it right now.
Yeah. Hey, it's Doja Cat. This is an Odyssey world premiere.
Sure,
check out my new single, Jealous Type, during our world premiere weekend.
There you go.
On 98.5
KLUC. There you go. Got to make sure we mark our territory. Sorry, I didn't know I was supposed to.
All good.
Just make sure that we get that in. My bad.
Damn mm-hmm. straight.
Oh, no, that's a smash. Number one record. See you later. Bye.
Wow.
Our boss still doesn't believe. You know that that Maroon 5 Lil Wayne that we like
oh,
so much?
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Our boss still doesn't believe in that one.
For sure.
Dang it. I should have bet him some money yesterday. I should have made a bet with him on how far that'll go up the charts.
Yeah.
Because I think that Maroon 5 Lil Wayne smash too. But
smash.
What do I know?
Yeah, I don't know why I always reference older artists. I feel like that's just how my brain works. I feel like it was kind of giving Paula Abdul, like, straight up Black Cat, this Doja Cat song. I'm going to have to listen to it 5 more times, and then I think I'll be into it. You know,
Black Cat?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? What's Black Cat?
I think that's one of the Paula Abdul songs I think I'm thinking of.
Janet Jackson did a song called Black Cat.
I'm sorry. Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson, Black Cat, straight up Paula Abdul.
It didn't sound anything like that.
Well, to me it did.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I don't think it did.
Well,
I'd go listen. I got to be honest.
Well,
I'd go listen.
Well, Michaela said she needs to listen to it 5 more times. And spoiler alert, you will be hearing that at least 5 more times on this radio station.
Oh, whoa.
What? What happened? Why are you shaking your head?
Just because.
Did you like it?
I'm still stuck on you think that this sounds like that.
Yeah.
This is
I'm telling you, my brain. Yes. I hold. Yes.
That's really funny. In my head, I was like, it'll get to the guitar, and then she'll go, ah, you're right. It did. And you know, you're even more convinced.
Yeah. I would mash up those two songs if I would ever do that.
Sorry. Didn't mean that wasn't supposed to be so loud. Sorry. Continue.
Yes.
You would mash up what?
Mm-hmm. I would mash those two up. Obviously, we're lacking the electric guitar and Doja, but I feel like it's the 2025 version.
Also love this song.
I don't share.
We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
And then when I do the mashup next week at Fontainebleau, I'm going to record it and send it to you.
Giving a minute. Just giving a minute to just soak it in. Yeah, I don't share your opinion on that.
Okay, fair.
That's all.
All right.
Good.
Good.
Fine. Great. How did your swimsuit photo shoot go yesterday?
It went so good, you guys.
Yeah, you were so worried.
It was awesome. It was an all-girl crew, and they were just so cute and hyping each other up. That was awesome.
That's helpful, right?
So helpful.
Just to kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care how confident you are. If you have, like, the same, you know, gender doing the photo shoot where you're a little uncomfortable. It was awesome. It felt like sisters just hanging out. The swimsuits are beautiful. I'm so proud of my friend, more importantly. It was awesome.
I think if boys were doing a bikini photo shoot, heterosexual boys, I think they might be more comfortable with an all-girl crew as well.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Loosely related.
Mm-hmm.
Swimsuit photo shoot for what... Kind of how you drew a big, wide comparison of the new Doja Cat, which sounds nothing like Janet Jackson's Black Cat, but to you, it did.
Yeah, when I mash it up, it will.
Right. Yes. I'm just going to keep saying it, by the way. I love it. I'm going to keep building it up as it's completely, just could not be more opposite.
Yeah.
Related, but not really, like a swimsuit photo shoot, would you wear a relative's underwear? No, see, those two things don't have anything to do with each other. But that is the subject of the first pick. We've got two VIP passes for that NASCAR media day with Christopher Bell. If you're a NASCAR fan, you know who C. Bell is because he's a star in the making. You know what I'm saying? He's for those in the know, he already is a star.
Yeah.
So we'll give you an opportunity to come to our NASCAR media day with a Q&A with Christopher Bell. You'll meet him. You'll get pictures and you'll get two tickets to the South Point 400. All of that next.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
So you're okay with this?
Yeah.
No way.
Not only am I okay with it, I've had to borrow like my best friends. And we were like, no big whoop.
I don't want mine touching theirs. Yeah, so nothing's off limits.
No, like, I mean it's washed.
Swimsuits, underwear.
Oh, yeah, swimsuit. We go as far as to my friend group will buy clothes or swimsuits and we'll trade them throughout the year so that we only have to purchase one, but we get to wear like five all year long.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hi, Monique. What does Sandy Valley think about this today?
I think a lot of ladies are on the same page as Michaela. But, like, if you really are having a problem with it, going commando is totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, well, if you just go without underwear for a little bit, it's okay.
Where do your parents live that they don't have stores? You know, where do your parents live that there's not a Target nearby? They got the Fruit of the Loom for cheap. Oh, I don't want to spend the money. Well, you know, is it that big a... This sounds like a guy-girl thing to me. Adrian, are you wearing your dad's underwear?
No.
Yeah, I don't...
No.
I think this is one of those where women are cool with it.
Yeah.
And guys are like, no way. Okay, well, Monique was...
Because guys are a little dirtier and ickier, like, you know, with the whole...
Guys just...
pooping a lot.
Yeah, but it's...
it's dirtier.
Really? You think... Okay, well, No. No.
It's Monique's laugh for me that's killing me.
We'll see you on Thursday when you get here for the NASCAR Media Day with Christopher Bell. And then you've got tickets for the South Point 400. Yeah. Hang on one second. Gio.
Yo. Bro, talk to me.
You talk to us. Are you wearing your dad's underwear? Are you borrowing your dad's underwear?
Listen to me. I did borrow my dad's underwear. Okay? Put me in this world. So I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
All right.
He brought him into this world.
God bless.
That's fine. Yeah. Again.
You know?
Again.
Because maybe that night he didn't have underwear to borrow off his dad. Who knows what happened?
Way to go, Gio.
I think, we were talking about boys being nasty. It's not that. I just think other people's underwear is nasty. I'm not mixing mine with theirs.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm not saying.
It's an emergency situation. And if I'm like, if I took a shower to go to sleep and I realize I don't have any more underwear, then I'm going commando for the night.
That's also.
And we'll get that fixed in the morning and go to the store.
That's also a weird. It's also a weird thing. Like, how do you not know what you packed or what you did not pack? The whole concept is odd.
Well, a few weeks ago when I went to boot camp, I almost ran into that situation.
Right.
I didn't take into account how humid it was, so I should have brought some extras.
Yeah, fair. You end up using, I think everybody can relate to that.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC. And
by the way, before we get to the good feeling stories of the day, hope Lil Nas X is doing okay.
I know, but you know, I thought of, when I saw the story, I thought of you immediately, and you'll know why, I think.
If I may, just really quick, they found him wandering around Ventura Boulevard, and okay, now I'm wondering why you thought of me when you heard this, but wandering around Ventura Boulevard in nothing but his underwear and a pair of cowboy boots, he was kind of doing a little, runway walk,
yes.
Like a sachet more. Somebody was able to record this, and he seemed to be having a good time.
He was talking about
some party that was going to happen. He had a traffic cone on his head and everything. It was shortly before 6 a.m., police came, you know, and they were like, hey, you okay, buddy? And he attacked them reportedly. So he ended up getting arrested for battery of a police officer. And before they booked him, they took him to a hospital for treatment of what they said was a possible overdose. But we don't know, you know, all of that. So just, you know, and there's a history there with that dude. And so.
Yeah.
So why?
I know, a little nauseous under. I'm like, check. Because somebody said, do you think he has new music coming out? Is this like a press move?
Oh, God, no.
You don't think so? You don't think he'd go that far?
Well, some of his social media videos these past couple of months have been alarming. So,
yeah.
Got it.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Boy, if that's how far we've gone.
Listen,
you know
it would
I mean?
Be a stretch, but also he's like a wild card like that. Like, I wouldn't necessarily put it past him. We haven't really had new music. It was just a theory I saw online, and I was like, oh, that could be.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's icky to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like. Okay, well, let's cleanse ourselves of that with a good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is... I'm glad to hear it one more time really loud in my headphones because I can't wrap my brain around this. So there's a woman with ALS. Her name is Sarah Ezekiel. They've kind, you know, they've been able to keep it to a slow roll with her.
Mm-hmm.
She lost the ability to speak about 25 years ago in her mid-30s. She is just... gotten her voice back in a manner of speaking. There's a company called Smartbox that was able to pull audio from an old VHS tape and clone her voice, right?
Crazy.
This is a whole AI thing. They do that now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only 8 seconds and it was kind of scratchy, but they were able to make this work. So... the first part of this, I hope this is as confusing to you as it is to me, but the first part of this is her original robotic voice, and then you'll hear it transition, and it's how her new voice sounds now, and it's her telling you how she feels about that. Okay?
That's crazy. Okay.
Michaela just made a face. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah. Okay, ready? Okay, ready? Ready? Okay, ready? Here we go.
Things did improve greatly when I could use a computer.
Hello, this is my voice. It's a kind of miracle, really. After such a long time, I couldn't really remember my voice before MND. When I first heard it again, I felt like crying, and it was very emotional.
Okay, it makes a lot more sense hearing it a little loud. Just one more time, because it's so incredible.
Things did improve greatly when I could use a computer.
Hello, this is my voice. It's a kind of miracle, really. After such a long time, I couldn't really remember my voice before MND. When I first heard it again, I felt like crying, and it was very emotional.
AI is wonderful and wild. Scares the hell out of me all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Good for her,
but
though.
But that's really cool.
It's good that they are using it at times for good and not evil. That's good.
True.
It's good. It's good feeling stories of the day. Hang on a second. Let me hit that again because I turned down the music a minute ago. A little shaky this morning. I'll pull it together. Hang on.
Get a good feeling.
And good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Minden and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Oh, by the way, there's a new Doja Cat out, Odyssey World Premiere next. Are you still weirded out by the AI, the lady's voice with the ALS?
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm still weirded out by that. A minute ago on Good Feeling Stories of the Day, a woman with ALS in England, her name's Sarah Ezekiel, lost the ability to speak 25 years ago. She was in her mid-30s. Now she's almost 60, and AI has given her voice back because they pulled audio from an old man. When they tell you, and when you're telling your grandma, don't answer the phone. If somebody goes, is this blah, blah, blah? And you say, yes. And then they've cloned it, you know?
Yeah. That's wild.
It's okay. But so they were able to take 8 seconds of an old VHS tape and then make it into it sounded like this.
Things did improve greatly when I could use a computer.
Right. And it sounded like that. And that was okay, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But now?
Hello, this is my voice. It's a kind of miracle, really. After such a long time, I couldn't really remember my voice before MND. When I first heard it again, I felt like crying, and it was very emotional.
Good Lord, get out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
You heard me. Get out of here with that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I love it.
Oh, I love it, but it scares the... You know?
Yeah. Listen, my band yesterday showed me this app where you can literally put two words in with like a genre specific.
Yes.
And it writes a whole song in one second.
Yep.
And people are like trying to like make money off of that, like casting it as their own originals. And I was like, that's wild.
Sure they are. It's plagiarizing a paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's just crazy you can even do that.
So how many of those songs did you do last night?
All of them.
All of them. Right. We just,
every
that's
single
all we did.
One.
That's all we did. We just held our phones up to the microphone
all night long.
Yeah, we just held our phones up to the microphone, and just that was the show.
Because hit after hit.
You were exhausted after your swimsuit.
Yes, I didn't have time to like actually sing.
That went well.
Yes, it went really well.
What are you even doing here? Why didn't you take today off? You deserve the rest.
Thank you so.
Why not?
Thank you so much. Well, I'm good. You know, I want to show that I'm just a normal person like anyone else. Now that I'm a 5'2" supermodel swimwear girl.
Yeah, I was going to say you can't say one with.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah, I'm humble. Just like everyone else. Thank you.
Anything else about you that you want to tell us?
No, I think that's enough.
For now.
For now.
Yeah, for
next
now. We,
break.
We'll get, yeah, we go. Still plenty of show left.
Yes.
There's still lots left.
Yes.
Aces have won 9 in a row. They beat Phoenix last night, smacked them around a bit. Yeah. And so now they're in third place. They leapfrogged into third place, which is great with a couple of weeks left to go. They're on the road for a couple of weeks now. They'll play Washington in D.C. tomorrow at noon. So they're on a plane. They're on a plane probably right now as we're talking about it. The Lights are in town this weekend. Cashman Field, if you want to go watch some soccer tomorrow night. The Nighthawks. And you're like, what? No, that's that indoor football team.
Yeah.
That plays over there at, what do they call that now? Lee's Family Forum.
Oh, yeah.
In Green Valley. Yeah. They're in the IFL title game, which for reasons which are still not clear to me, they're playing in Tucson tomorrow. But okay. Cheers.
Great.
Go get them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're Title Town USA. Our indoor football team is playing for a title. The Summerlin South Little League kids battled back. They put a pretty good whooping on the South Carolina kids yesterday. They get a rematch with the Connecticut kids that beat them
for
the U.S. championship. You couldn't write a better script.
True.
Let's go.
Totally.
So that's, I believe, at noon tomorrow. And UNLV football plays tomorrow. Good Lord.
Yeah, we got a lot going on for Vegas.
You say, hey, guys, what else could there possibly be? And I would tell you this.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Friday morning edition of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion is Elsa Magana, going for win number 4. Trying to double down on her big-time rush ticket. She already doubled down on Trevor Noah.
Look, go, girl.
Win number 4. Who's our challenger today?
That'll be Tracy Zeller from Boca Park.
Boca Park gets back into the chat. Hey, Trace.
Hi.
Hi.
Just in case you didn't know already, make sure you buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so you make sure that we hear you. But don't answer until we call on you, because a lot of times people think they got in first and they just flat out didn't. First 1-3 wins the game. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner, Elsa?
Your last name's Gordon.
That's right, Commissioner Gordon, the one and only Michaela Gordon.
The song Levitating has passed over 1 billion views on YouTube. Who's the singer of this song?
Elsa
for the early lead.
Dua Lipa.
Is it Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Dua Lipa. I gotta be honest with you. I gotta be honest with you, Tracy. I didn't know that one either.
Well, I didn't know it either.
Yeah. Oh, see, Elsa's that good, and she's up 1-0.
This singer was arrested and hospitalized after wandering the streets last night in L.A. Something, it's a publicity stunt for his new song that would be following hits like Old Town Road. What's his name?
Elsa.
Lil
Nas X.
Yeah, Lil Nas X. Yeah. I don't.
I did not hear that, but
we just talked about it like 10 minutes ago. You should listen to the show more. It would help.
I do.
I'm just, you know, it would help all of us, to be honest with you. Are there those that do believe? I am not one, and usually I'm a conspiracy theorist on that kind of stuff. Are there those who really are thinking it?
Yeah, there are. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God.
There are theories.
Because sometimes I feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
But usually that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just looks good. Like, he looks healthy. So people are like, oh, gee, that's kind of weird. Like, he looks good.
Did you watch this video?
Yeah.
So what do you think after watching the video?
I think he looks good. I would not put it past somebody like Lil Nas X to do this as a publicity stunt. And that's, like, no disrespect, of course, of his mental health
is
suffering.
Is
I just feel like
is.
He's really smart. I feel like that would just be in his lane.
The price of doing business. You know what I'm saying? So you don't believe he looked OD'd?
No. Uh-uh.
Michaela is not a medical professional, but she plays one on the radio. So, full disclaimer for the Odyssey lawyers.
Yes.
Elsa 2, Tracy Squadoosh.
This singer says the bullying she received after being caught lip syncing on Saturday Night Live in 2004 was unreal.
Elsa for the win.
Ashley Simpson.
That would be Ashley Simpson. Game over. Good night.
Elsa.
Wow, have a nice...
My God, that girl is fast.
Have a nice weekend. Yeah, she's super good. Tracy, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, buddy. Thank you. Wow, even. And how funny is that about the Ashley Simpson thing with the way that we do stuff now?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, so... You know?
I know.
So she was lip syncing. So,
yeah. No, I feel like we're more critical now because social media is prevalent. It exists now. So it would be, she'd feel 10 times worse.
Am I backwards on this? That I kind of expect everybody to lip sync. Am I too close to it?
I think the only reason with Saturday Night Live is the whole point was it was always live to every singer. And when she got caught, it was like, that's like the one place you don't do it.
But would it still be weird now if somebody got caught lip syncing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, people are like hypercritical when they take videos of whatever artist on tour, especially singers, and be like, hey, they're not. Yeah. And it's like, what do you mean?
I'm not crazy about it. Well, it depends on who it is. Like if you're giving Britney Spears a hard time, you kind of, isn't that what you pay for? You kind of get what you pay for, right?
Yeah, maybe. I still kind of stand by Ashley Simpson, though, because I've watched it back a few times. It still sounds like it was just backing tracks, which is very, very normal.
Right.
And it wasn't full out lip syncing. But, I mean, people go back and forth on that all the time, too. I still kind of ride with Ashley Simpson.
Let's ask Elsa. She's here. Elsa, how do you feel about artists lip syncing?
Personally, I don't like it because I think that's what we pay for to go listen to.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's also pop culture history. So I'll never forget that.
Never.
No, of course
never.
Not. Oh my God, it was such a big deal. All right. So we're going to double down on your Big Time Rush tickets, PH Live Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino on August 30th, which, believe it or not, is already a week from tomorrow. Thank you to our friends at Live Nation. And then I have no idea what the prizes are next week. But we're going to let you choose your prize if, in fact, you win on Monday. And and if you become our, 26th five-time champion. So a lot to look forward to on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good.
Have See you guys then.
Buddy, there she is, our four-time champ, Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch, going for win number 5 on Monday on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I thought of you immediately when I saw this.
What?
If you thought Netflix recommendations were already kind of interesting, just sometimes you look at what they recommend for you and go, what are you guys talking about? Like,
you know, I'm going to give Netflix credit. I feel like they're pretty on brand with me.
All right. Well, you'll love this then. They're going to launch a new feature tomorrow called Your Zodiac Watch List. Yes. They're posting recommendations based on astrological signs. The deal is, though, it's going to be all of them there. So it's not necessarily based on your, you know what I mean? Not your sign. It's just like, what are you again? Your
Capricorn.
Yeah. So all Capricorns will be.
I love it.
Scorpios are said to be passionate, charismatic, seductive, and mysterious. So they'll get like Wednesday and the night.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
All right. So anyway, that's something to look forward to. this weekend. You're even more excited about it than I thought.
Yeah, because I'm into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I like that Netflix is diving into astrology. It pleases me.
That's why I brought
Gives back to the naysayers who don't believe in it.
That's why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up. It's good. Our buddy Chris Mallory, the president of the Summerlin South Little League. Our boys they have a rematch against Connecticut. That's the team that beat them the other day. A rematch with Connecticut for the U.S. championship tomorrow. If they win that, they play for the championship of the world on Sunday. We'll talk to Chris in just a couple of minutes. Hey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Chris Mallory, the president of the Summerlin South Little League, joins us. And I think I figured out the secret is that I can't watch the game. I just have to find out what happened later. Even though we did get the last couple of outs. This is so exciting. Summerlin South playing the kids from South Carolina that they were all we could handle the other day. And it looked like it looked bleak, Michaela.
Yeah.
It looked bad. We were down to the final two outs and then, oh my goodness.
Oh, he got all of it. A 3-run home run, Garrett Gallegos. Nevada is on top.
That's a good dog.
Garrett Matt Gallegos, about face, 5-3.
That refers to when they say about face like mm-hmm. that. That's so you know how you're standing one way and they say about face. You turn around. That's what all of the players on the field are doing as they're watching that ball fly out of the park.
Amazing.
A 6-inning, 3-run shot.
Yeah, then they got to play defense. And here was the final out.
Here it comes on 3-2. He's gone. Nevada is in the U.S. championship game.
Let's go.
They get 3 runs in the sixth on a Gallegos homer, and they win it 5-3.
Something special here, huh?
Good morning, guys. Wow.
Good morning.
Gives me goosebumps to hear it again. I was yelling louder than Carl Ravitch at that point with Garrett up. It's so surreal because I've had the chance to coach so many of these boys, and Garrett for the last 3 seasons, he's close with my son, and he is just such a great kid. And Brooks gets the walk. And I just said, I was like, Garrett is due to just have something big happen. And, as soon as he hit that, I was like, get out. And, you could see it. If you watch, he is already crying by the time he gets to second base. He's just such an emotional player. Right. And, it just lets it all hang out on his sleeves. And to see that, I literally text his parents right away. I was absolutely thrilled for them. Because again, his little brother's there. His folks are there. Everybody is. This is the World Series. Watching him on ESPN SportsCenter last night. I mean, this is just it's mind blowing how many of these kids are watching themselves on the biggest stage, and here we are now, playing for a U.S. championship, which is just absolutely unreal. We haven't done this. Mountain Ridge was there in 2014, and a big shout out to those guys. I got a great email from that board of directors yesterday, as now we're the second Las Vegas team to be playing for a U.S. championship. And it's so exciting. And the community support and the emails and the text messages that I'm getting, I can't imagine what our families and everything else are getting. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, big fun. Is Chris Mallory. He's the president of Summerlin South Little League tomorrow at noon, right?
It is at noon, yes. So international is the game before. Yep. Chinese Taipei and Aruba. Man, that Chinese Taipei team is something special.
Aruba is too.
They are. Aruba doesn't go away. They just keep coming back. I thought Venezuela was going to be the team to beat, and Aruba did a nice job last night. If I can just say, one of the things that just blows me away about, whether you have kids in Little League, whether you played Little League, or you don't, I had an air conditioner guy here yesterday, and the Aruba game was on, and he goes, has that Summerlin South team played yet? I didn't tell him any of that. Anything. And he's vested, right? That's what I love. Like, our community just rallies around each other, and unlike anything else. And when he's asking about the game, I know other people. I see the post of they've got the sound on it. At different lunch spots all throughout the week, and hopefully tomorrow, everybody will be able to watch this game at noon on ESPN. Sound on wherever you're at, and cheer on these boys, because it has been one hell of a ride.
You know, we talked about the boys taking that L, and we kind of all agreed, like, this will be the best motivation. Like, sometimes you just need that. What did the conversation look like with you guys before you went into the next game? Like, did you use that as the way to, like, get back in and kick some butt?
Yeah, I talked to a handful of the parents, and I think it was a humbling experience, because this team hasn't had a whole lot of struggles. They won a 1-run game in district against Piccoli. That was really the closest game that they had to that point. And so, I think it was a little bit of an ability to kind of reset and be able to go in and understand, okay, job's not done. Now we got to play another South Carolina team that, we played well against the other day, but, they played well too, right? I mean, I got to take my cap off for the kid from South Carolina. Their best player, pitched a no-hitter against us the other day.
Sure.
Comes and hits a long home run last night. Strikes out to lose the game. I'm watching him go through the handshake line, and he is cool as a cucumber, man. I mean, he is just, you know, the athleticism, the, you know, the maturity that this 12-year-old kid has. Wow. It was just incredible. And so, you know, that's what it's about, right? Sportsmanship is so big in Little League, and I think sometimes we don't always see that. And that kid carried the most sportsmanship I've ever seen. But, you know, I think, Michaela, to answer your question, you know, they reset and got things moving. And today will be a nice rest day. They're going to get to be with their families for some time. You know, their families don't get to see them very often. It's like 1 hour, maybe 2 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, you're there to play baseball.
Yep. So they're getting some family time today, which will be great for the boys, great for the families, and hopefully just be able to, you know, look back and go, holy crap! Like we're on this stage tomorrow at 3 o'clock local time in Pennsylvania, noon Vegas time, and just kind of hopefully enjoy the moment a little bit, because I know and as we all do when you're in it. It's hard to enjoy it, but hopefully they're able to do that.
Oh, yep. For sure.
First pitch, 12:30 tomorrow on ABC, so it'll be on Channel 13. And, we could go ahead and do the whole inside baseball breakdown Connecticut, but it's the same thing. It's they get another chance at them. They're going to be fired up about it. The whole city's behind them, and away we go.
They are, and you know, it's amazing. You know, I've got some notes from some famous Las Vegans who said, "Hey, I want to send a video to you know, root on the team and you know, congratulate and wish good luck." You know, and so we'll be collecting those, sending those over to the team today.
Give us a name. Give us one name. Give us one name of the famous Las Vegans.
Well, the mayor said that that she would send a video.
Awesome.
The A's and Raiders are sending some stuff. So
oh, yeah.
You know, we're just excited. You know, as I've said on this program multiple times, the boys are so enamored that the people that they've watched, you know, as athletes and as people are watching them, and you know that's hard for them to kind of wrap their head around. But it's pretty special. I know that they will remember these moments forever.
Yep. And then we'll, however it ends this weekend, we'll see them when they get back in town. I'm sure we should do something. Just and when you decide what it is that you're going to do, let us know, and we'd love to be a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely will. And
whatever, even if we're just going for pizza, or if we're just going to Nacho Daddy, that's good. We'd show up.
There you go. We love it.
A round of sodas on us.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
All right, man. Good luck.
See you later, Chris.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, buddy. So tomorrow at 12:30 on ABC, they play Connecticut again. They get another shot at Connecticut, which that game was pretty even, right? It just kind of got away from them at the end. And then if you want to dream a little bit, then if they can win tomorrow, play on Sunday against the winner of Chinese Taipei and Aruba for the Little League World Series championship by Monday morning. You know, we'll have...
It's incredible.
So exciting.
I know. It's wild. Let's go, boys.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go, boys.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
I'm going to take a very long and winding email and try and break it down to the important parts, if I may.
Let's do it.
So if I struggle with this a little bit, I apologize. Jeannie. She was freaking out a little bit. She walked in on her husband. He was on the computer. He does the old, hey, didn't hear you come in. closes the computer. You know, obviously doesn't want her to see what's going on.
God.
Was it porn? She don't care. That doesn't bother her. So she decides maybe she should investigate what's going on. Is it another woman? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out in the history is a bank site that they don't use, right? It's not their bank.
Right.
So she uses the password that is like his default You know what I mean? We all got one of those.
Yeah.
We all claim that we mix it up. But you know, sometimes it's just you gotta remember stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With the easiest possible option.
Yeah.
So she goes, well, let's start there. Wow, look at that. You know? She puts it in. She's in.
Go, girl. The first try, too, she had to be so excited. She was like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
Well, because also, who knows when he's going to walk in.
True.
There's an account with $108,000 in it. Now, this would be cause for celebration, would you not believe?
Yeah.
Turns out, an uncle left him an inheritance, $108,000. He apparently had $1 million and like split it up between everybody. So if you're wondering why the weird number, and so his cut was $108,000. So she confronts him.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
This is whose side are you on? I didn't, although every time I say that, it turns into a whole thing. She confronts him. Says, why would you hide this from me? And he said, because I know that if you knew about this, you would want to spend it. And I do not want to spend it. I want to keep it for our future. And she's like, yeah, he's probably right. Because I have spoken many times about how I'd like to remodel the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
So now, I just remembered what we used to call those people. Remember, we were trying to think of what we called the people who demand full disclosure on it. Total honesty P1s. They're the total honesty P1s. Now, total honesty P1s are going to be like, no, you've got to tell her. You've got to tell her, you know, and then just take whatever the fallout is.
Yeah, just say, no, we're not remodeling the kitchen.
Or, so anyway, she's mad. She's mad and she just wants to know if she has a case. So she asked for the P1's court, but now, I mean, it's small claims at best, you know. I know we're talking big money, but it's not, to me, this isn't that tough. This is a yes or a no. Does she have a case? Should she be angry that he was hiding the money from her? Because now. Or should he have told? Because, you know, it's a nightmare either way.
He might have a case, though. He might be able to be angry at her.
Do better with the passwords, bro. You can't give it. Can't do
it. Throw a little money sign in there. You know what I mean? Mix it up.
Yes, something.
A little dash in there. Change it up.
Switch it up from, you know, from VGK1 to Raiders1. With a dollar sign.
Yeah, do something.
You know, do something. Idiot. You caught yourself, bro. 702-364-9898. Hit us up.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. Speaking of full disclosure, I can't give Trevor Noah tickets right this second because I didn't tell you before we started taking calls, so I can't give away Trevor Noah tickets right now. We'll do it in a second.
Cool.
We shouldn't have to bribe you to be part of Relationship Rehab. So, she caught him on the computer. He's like, hey, wait, what are you doing? Here you come in. He shuts the computer really quick.
Sure.
She does it. She's like, is it porn? No, she don't care about that. So it's not a big deal. She's just wondered. It was just sketch. So she wanted to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of curiosity got the best of her.
Yeah, I'd want to know too. I feel her.
She was like, I didn't think it was cheating, but oh God. You know, so I went to find out. She tries. She knows he's got a favorite password, so she tries it. Bing, she's in. It's a bank site they don't use. There's $108,000 in this account. His uncle, who had recently passed, left him some cash. And he didn't tell her. And so she said, why didn't you tell me? And he said, because I know you would spend that money, and I don't want to spend it. I want to keep this for our future. And she's like, well, I have been making a lot of noise about remodeling the kitchen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but still, she's pissed no matter what.
Yeah.
And okay. Jay Stu, who never calls, he always texts. So we thought, okay, we'll give you the floor. Does she have a case?
So first of all, it's the husband's issue, because my guy needs to just click the little X in the upper right-hand corner and close the window instead of freaking out and slamming down the laptop screen.
Truth.
However, the fact that he didn't tell her feels really slimy to me, but I have a wife that I love dearly that really wants to remodel our kitchen, and if she knew we had that money and I said no, it would be grounds for divorce.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's tough like that. All right, thank you, buddy. Have a great
Thanks,
day. Blumenblinds and Henderson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Blumenblinds and Henderson.
Love those guys.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. You know, we just happen to like them. Sabrina, should he total honesty P1s say that he should have divulged?
Okay. So I'm not a total honesty P1. Like, completely, but I feel like in this scenario, yes, because this is a marriage, and that's $108,000,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
Like, even if it was about the whole remodeling of the kitchen, I mean, perhaps I have trust issues. I'm not going to know that, especially if you're acting suspicious on your laptop, and then I see that. That is why you have to have the total honesty within the marriage, because, I mean, she went to find out herself, and who knows what her first thought was.
Yeah.
Hear that.
I can't argue with any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you guys talk, the more you're making a lot of sense. Roxanne, does she have a case? She's angry because he didn't tell her.
Yes, but I also see why he didn't. So I kind of see both sides, but I would still be mad if I was her. So, yes.
Yeah.
What part of it do you see from his side?
My husband's a divorce attorney, so I happen to know.
Boy, did you notice how everybody perked up?
Yeah, we're listening to you, sister.
Literally, we all sat up straight. We're like, okay, yes.
It's my secondhand knowledge, my understanding that it's his money unless he commingles it, right? So she doesn't have access to it unless he puts it into a joint account. So it's his money. They are married, so there should be some honesty, but it's his money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That just struck. Yeah. That's great stuff, Roxanne. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Roxanne.
You too.
Oh, she's great. That's funny. I didn't even think about that part of it, too. They had to, at some point, somebody asked him or somebody told him, you're getting, I don't know if they told him how much, but they told him he's getting money.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we send it? So my guess is they told him how much and he said, I got to hide this.
Yeah. Made a whole new account.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
To be truthful, to be straight up honest, I was on the. I mean, she has a right to be mad, but he was smart to do what he did, and then. But the more we talk about it, the more I just know.
It's just so much money.
No.
I'll tell you, when Lisa's dad passed away, my wife's father, he did leave things behind, obviously, for all of his kids. And I didn't really care if she didn't tell me everything. I just felt like it was tough dealing with her dad. But she came right to me, full transparency, let me know everything, what was going down. I appreciated it so much. She also was like, we're not going ham, baby girl. We're putting it away. And I was like, cool. But
don't wrap a bow on this yet, because I want to talk to Steve, and then I want to get your final.
Okay.
Get your final. Steve, thoughts? Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Like I said, honesty is the best policy. But when you're married, I mean, come on. It sounds like he was talking it away for if they didn't work out. Like,
jeez.
I mean, I would be so excited. That'd be the first person I would
talk to, right?
We got $108,000.
Like, yeah.
Feel that.
So it's almost like you probably need a little more backstory. Maybe they were on the rocks or something, or, you know, maybe he just thought that if things didn't work out, he'd have his own little stash to fall back on.
But, or she's not good with money, and he knows that. He wants to avoid an argument.
Yeah, but he's not good with money. I mean, you can still control that, especially if he's got the money in a separate account that she doesn't have access to.
Yeah.
If
it's not like she's going to take his card and run off and go spend the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Steve.
Michaela, you want to wrap up your thought?
Listen, I agree with Steve. If I found money, me and Lisa would be like jumping up and down. We'd want to. We'd be excited. I think he should have told her.
Are you sticking to... It sounds to me like he doesn't have to tell.
I'm conflicted. I understand not telling.
I understand not telling at first, but I think he's making a mistake. Just, you gotta...
Yeah, he's making it worse.
You gotta take that head on. Right?
Yeah.
You've got to know that if she goes, great, we can remodel the kitchen, I'd rather not. You know, and come up with another plan.
No, that you're 100% true, but if the money is bigger and bigger, the less I'll care. I'm like, okay. Meaning, if it's $500,000, I'm like, okay, you could be upset.
Well, sure, because then you could do a $100,000 kitchen renovation is substantial.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we tore out all the walls we took what used to be our living room and our kitchen, and they were separated, and we took all the walls out.
Oh, I love that.
And that,
it's expensive.
It was close to that.
Yeah.
You know? So, but we planned and plotted and, you know, did the math.
Together. Of course.
So this is.
So do you think he should have told her? Where are you at?
I think he should have told her. She's got to accept a little bit of this too, because if that's his first blush is if you knew we had it, you'd spend it. That's not great either, right?
Yeah.
Like if you think that she's just going to jump in and then there's going to be a fight, he's doing it to avoid the fight, because that's kind of what guys do a lot. We'll do dumb stuff to avoid the fight, which ends up making a bigger fight down the road. It's not all guys. It's not every time. But I just know that's, you know, we do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, he made it worse.
Yeah, right. And now you're stuck. But
the benefits.
But she kind of is too. You know, maybe True. She needs to just maybe a little more break and not quite so much gas. You know. Oh, wait. Hold on. Trevor Noah tickets. I'm never going to give these away if we don't do it now. 702-364-9898. Be caller number 25. No muss, no fuss. Do it now.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chep Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Everybody make some noise for Matt Franco on the Chep Buchanan Show.
Woo, woo.
Celebrating 10 years. We were just flipping out that you've been in town 10 years at the Link.
Me too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it really flies by.
If somebody would have asked me, I would have said 3, maybe 4.
It feels just like 3 or 4, to be honest with you.
And it's all fresh and all new and all exciting still.
It is, yeah. You know, when you do that much improv during the show and crowd work, there's no way to phone it in. So it always stays fun for me. I mean, I love even making my own crew laugh, you know? So we're always keeping it fresh and we're all just having a good time. The team is great.
How does that work? And that's the name of the show, Matt Franco, Magic Reinvented Nightly.
Yeah.
You've done, 2,750 shows.
Ooh.
Yes.
And so you said a lot of it's improv.
Yeah, yeah, a good percentage of it. I don't know if it's 10% or 30%, but so much of it is sort of improvisation based on what the audience does and says. And I enjoy just jamming with the crowd.
That's so funny. You know, I talked to different comedians or people that have residencies here, and they say Vegas is the hardest because it's a tourist audience. Like, you don't know who you're going to get. People from all over the place doing all kinds of things. And then to improv that, do you find that it just sharpens your tools and it just makes the show better every night?
Well, I'm used to it So it's easiest for me, but if I go and do a show in a town where everyone's from the same place, so let's say I travel to, I don't know, Connecticut to do a show.
Sure.
Everyone who comes to the show, I say, where are you from? They're going to say Connecticut.
Yeah.
So it gives me a lot less to work with. But here in Vegas, you know, where are you from? Dubai. Where are you from? Kentucky. Where are you from? Canada. You know, it's all over all the time.
You can just riff.
Yeah. So it gives me a lot to kind of play with.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's almost more of like improv stand up. With some magic thrown in.
Look, I would never.
Magic is what you do.
Listen, I would never call myself a stand-up comedian, although maybe it would be a good backup plan if I broke both my hands.
Right, right.
You know, but there's plenty, like I said, plenty of crowd work, and I enjoy being able to riff with the crowd. But, you know, the benefit, I can always
say that. You're funny.
Oh, thank you.
I've seen the show. You're funny.
I appreciate it.
No, and you're a good dude. I wasn't lying when I said, he was probably listening to something else on the way in. But anyway, but I was telling everybody how much I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I really do through the stuff we do with Animal Foundation.
Absolutely.
And all of
likewise.
That.
It's mutual.
No, and I just think the world of you. And it really is, I mean, magic is obviously the foundation. But
yes, very much so.
It's got a lot of layers.
Yeah, and we don't even kind of advertise the comedic aspect of it. I like to leave that as kind of a fun surprise for those who haven't seen me live. It might be a surprise to them, like, oh, we're like laughing a lot during this, which is nice.
Yeah, which is always helpful. Matt Franco celebrating 10 years of magic reinvented nightly at the Link. In the press release, decade ago, you walked into Las Vegas. How long did you think? Because literally, I came in, I made a phone call to like a guru in the radio business.
Okay.
In 1999.
Yep.
I made a phone call and I said, man, how long do you, because I'm from the Pacific Northwest. Where are you from?
Rhode Island.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get it. You come in here, everything's brown. It's hot as you know what.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's just different
from
what we're used to.
Yes.
So I call this guy and I go, how long do you really think I have to stay here?
Oh, wow.
And he said, how long's that deal that you signed?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, 3 years. And he goes, yeah, you're probably good for 3 years. And I was like, oh, God.
When but now you love got it. Here, you
here
know?
Here we are 20 some odd years later.
I wasn't so apprehensive because I grew up, every magic show I'd ever seen on TV was filmed here in Las Vegas.
Sure.
So I just said, can you sign me up until I'm dead?
I love that.
And they didn't.
True.
And they didn't. They at first. But who was your guy growing up?
I remember it was a magic special with like 20 magicians on it. It was like the first one I can remember in the 90s. But Lance Burton had a series of specials in the 90s that I was really big on.
Yeah.
So and those were all filmed. The first one was filmed at Caesars. And then after that, the Monte Carlo, where he had his theater. Those were sort of the part of what made Vegas such a shining star for me growing up in particular.
I would assume you guys are friends then.
Yes. Isn't that the crazy thing?
Lance is the guy. You would. So it's weird. Like, I don't necessarily know Lance as Monte Carlo Lance. Like, that guy is a totally different guy than the one that I know.
Because he's back in Kentucky on the farm now.
Yes. But I mean, Lance on stage and Lance off stage.
Yeah.
They're two different dudes.
Sure.
I mean, they're same guy. But
elevated version of himself on stage.
1,000,000%.
He's genuine, you know?
I'm just saying he's just such a normal guy.
Yeah, so easy going.
And would do anything for you.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
Literally would do anything for you.
That's the cool thing in magic. You really do get to meet your heroes, and genuinely, we're all friends. Like, I love collaborating with other magicians and working together on stuff, and I have some fun stuff in the works on that. Like, it's just so much fun. And we're all like cool with each other, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the competitive nature that people might think it is from movies like The Prestige and things like that, mm-hmm. where you have Christian Bale going up against, who was it? Hugh Jackman, this battle. And that's like a fun thing on paper and it's great for a movie. But like in real life, we're like calling each other like, hey, can you help me with this?
I love that.
I learned that from Michaela too, is that because I would think singers would be that way because it's competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes, in every group, in every subsection of people, you know, it's like radio people too.
Sure.
Yeah, are we competitive? Sure, but I would do a lot
for just about anybody in this
industry.
You
need your community, Listen, I got a lot of gigs from other singers and vice versa.
Oh, absolutely.
Matt, 10 years is crazy to me. I'm sure you have like a million stories, but is there one that like pops in your head that it like totally was a game changer for you, or an interaction with like an audience member that you were like, this will go down forever?
Honestly, it's hard to just like single out one because my whole life is like a pinch myself. I can't believe this is what's going on.
That's awesome.
Every day it's like, you know, just, you know, I'll be driving down Flamingo on my way into work and I look over and there's Donnie going to his gig, driving Osmond driving next to me. Oh, hey, you know, driving home, you know, driving back west, and there's Penn driving next to me. It's just very strange, you know. So the whole thing, like just the idea of like seeing your face all over the place doesn't blend into the white noise like I hoped it would.
Right.
You know, so it's really uncomfortable seeing myself all over. Yeah. But it's good. But it's good.
Yeah, it's a cool uncomfortable.
I actually do. I do tell one story in the show where I was my friends insisted we play blackjack at the link because they wanted to play on my face, and my face is on some of the blackjack felts.
There's your story.
But the dealer didn't realize it's me. So my friends are now busting him up. They're going, oh, they're pointing at the table. And they're like, do you think he looks like him? The dealer looks at the table, looks at the face on the table, which is mine.
Yeah.
Then looks at me and goes, not really.
Not really.
And then they said, have you been to the show? He said, absolutely. I love Matt Franco. And he goes, great country music.
Oh my God.
So it brings you right back down to earth.
Yeah, big star. Just a big star.
Yeah.
It's awesome. While we were talking, the Animal Foundation texted me, said to say hi.
Oh, awesome. And, tell them I said hello.
Everybody, you gotta go. Go to the link. Perfect when people come to town, perfect for date night, perfect, you know, it's a great show for locals. And by the way, the link, easy to get into and out
of. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So thankful for the local support. We have so many locals who do come out to the show, and every time they have guests come in, feel comfortable to bring them to us. So we so appreciate that. But, and I also know people that are like, wow, 10 years, I still haven't gotten over to see you yet. Come on down. We're not going anywhere.
And even if you have, it's, again, reinvented nightly.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Never the same
10
show.
10 years. That's been,
yes, sir.
And you still look like you're 18, which is
I know.
Awesome. I kind of hate him just a
that's
little bit.
That's hard with kids to not age quickly, but I'm doing my best.
Okay, let me, last question then, because now you spun me off into a thing. Everybody always says it's tough to raise kids. The people from other places will tell you it's tough to raise kids in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, and your eyes just got big.
Well, no, the truth is I don't know yet, right? Because my son is 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're still early on in the game, very early. And I have a newborn daughter, 5 months old.
Congratulations.
So, oh, thank you so much. So we're still beginner parents. We don't know everything is just hard. We're just in the thick of it, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, everything is just no sleep and trying to figure out what we're doing at this point. But we're doing our best.
God bless you.
Well, you look amazingly well-rested.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for swinging through, and congratulations and continued success.
Our pleasure. Thanks for letting us come in.
Anytime, anywhere. The answer is yes.
Appreciate that.
Matt Franco, everybody. Go see him on the rig.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry, we were just talking about how much we love Matt Franco.
Him, his team. They're just all so great.
Oh, yeah. Michael Caprio is his PR guy, who I've known for as long as I can remember. And they're just the best. By the way, can I throw this out there? Be aware. Start making your plans now. Get up early on Monday. High low. I want to go to Disneyland is back.
Mm-hmm.
We will. Let me read you what the boss sent. Corner Office JB sent over. We will only. This answers our question too, Michaela. We will only be playing High Low with the Chet Buchanan Show each weekday from 6 to 10 a.m. once an hour.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. And that's it. So
I can't believe it's back. I'm so excited.
Get after it. 14 4-packs of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to celebrate Halloween time at Disneyland Resort.
Fun.
We will not play on Labor Day, Monday through Friday, beginning August 25th. That is this Monday through Friday, September 12th, or whenever we give away All four, and trust me, we'll give away all 14. And there's a grand prize. There's a grand prize as well, including a Disneyland resort vacation, including a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland resort, and four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland resort. That's the grand prize. Of course, 14 four-packs of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to celebrate Halloween time at Disneyland Resort. Oh, my God, we're so excited.
So excited.
Halloween returns to Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland Park starting today through October 31st. High Low begins Monday. How about that?
I can't believe it's Halloween. I really do want to try to go this year. I love Disneyland on Halloween.
Oh, no, it's really, yeah, it's
so
fantastic.
Great. It's magical.
Truly fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Summerlin South Little League plays for the U.S. Championship tomorrow at 12:30 on Channel 13. The Nighthawks go for the Indoor Football League title in Tucson, Arizona tomorrow night. They're having a watch party. I just saw it on Fox 5. They're having a watch party over at Mackenzie River Pizza out there in... oh, geez. Is that...
I've never been to the Mackenzie, so I don't know.
But is that the one... Is that the one at the Golden Knights in Summerlin?
Is there more than one? We'll check right now.
Oh, see?
Oh, dang. This,
you know what happens when you assume.
Uh-huh.
I just saw Mackenzie River Pizza, but there might be more than one, and they might be having it somewhere else. Because the other one's called Craggy Ranch, right? At Lee's Family Forum?
Yes.
That's called Craggy Ranch, so that's not that.
No.
It appears to be only the one at City National Arena.
In Summerlin?
Yes.
Okay, good. Glad we got that straightened out.
And if it was wrong, blame Google and email them.
Aces have won 9 straight. Beat Phoenix last night. They jump into third spot now, which is good. That means we'll host 2 out of the 3 in the first round if we can, you know, hold suit. They're in Washington, D.C. to play the Mystics tomorrow at noon. And with all of that going on, ha! Check this out.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, all these different stories we do on this show, Michaela, they're like my children. I don't know that I have a favorite.
Yeah.
But some of them sure are a lot cooler than the other ones. You know? No, I love this. A Colombian family has named their newborn daughter Chat, C-H-E-T-A-T.
Uh-huh.
I'm E-T. They're A-T. C-H-A-T, Yippity, Y-I-P-I-T-I, Chat Yippity.
No. Oh, my God.
After.
I get it.
Yeah. They registered the unusual name without objection at the National Registry Office. They said they chose it as a tribute to the era of artificial intelligence. This is not the first unconventional. Apparently, this is a thing they do in Colombia. But hi, my name is Chat Yippity.
I can't.
And the fact that they spelled it with a Y, that is
with Yippity.
That it's Yippity.
Makes it better.
They apparently do this quite often in Colombia. Names like M-A-I-C-O-L-Y-O-R-D-A-N or... M-A-I-C-O-L-Y-A-X-O-N.
Oh, God.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Michael Jackson.
Stop.
It's quite common.
I've literally never heard this in my life, and I have Colombian friends.
Officials, this is how you think. People are like, there's so many regulations and rules and everything in America. No, you pretty much do whatever you want here.
Mm-hmm.
In Colombia, while the law does not prohibit specific names, they can deny you being able to register your child, which apparently is like getting a birth certificate or, you know, social security, whatever. Officials can deny registration if they believe that it can harm a child's dignity or reputation.
Okay.
Experts warn that unusual or joke names can expose children to ridicule. Ridicule, you think?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
We all have experienced, many of us, one way or another,
yeah,
have experienced something. My favorite was we got our water heater replaced, and the two dudes who came in to do it, I go out, I introduce myself, I shake the guy's hand. How are you? My name is Chet. The guy looks at me and he goes, how do you spell that?
Oh.
And C-H-E-T, and he, your name is
Oh, and, my God.
And I was like, no, Chet. Chet, he's like, Chet?
Stop.
No, I'm like, no, man. Yeah, okay, close enough.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go for a Friday on Saturn, and you've probably seen this when they show the pictures of the satellites flying by and whatnot. There is an enormous spinning hexagon in the clouds up at the North Pole of Saturn, which is about twice the size of Earth. It looks like a giant hurricane.
Sure.
You know, something like that. A continuous vortex, say the scientists, similar to a hurricane that's about 50 times larger than a typical Earth hurricane. You know what they call it?
No.
Saturn's belly button. Speaking of which, I don't know how they figure this out. How much do you think the average cloud weighs?
Oh, my God.
It's not like you can take a cloud and go step up on the scale.
Oh, and they kind of look like pillows.
They believe the average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds.
No way.
But the weight is distributed across such a big space, it still floats.
That's wild. That's no, because when you fly on the airplane and you go through them, you're like pillows, cotton candy.
Yeah.
They're not a million pounds.
I don't know. They're guessing.
God.
Satan's or Saturn's belly button. Or Satan's belly button. I don't know.
Yeah, what like that better.
What would Satan's belly button be?
I'm sure
you have some ideas. I would not Google that on a work computer. I'm just, you know what?
That's a good place Let it to go end. There.
No, in fact, you know what? Go ahead and Google it on a work computer. It's Friday. What do you care? You might not come back on Monday anyway. It doesn't matter. Have an amazing weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. I oddly have a mostly clear schedule.
I love that.
Adrian, what do you got going?
We got to get out of here. So just follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio, on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, and we'll see you on Monday. Peace.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I am walking the swimwear runway tomorrow.
Where's this at?
It's going to be someplace downtown for Las Vegas Swim Week. I'm not sure what the location is. You know
it's really
me.
Funny.
I'll Google it before I get there.
When it's time to go,
yeah.
Then you'll figure. And I just realized, too, do we really want a bunch of people
I know. Maybe not.
I mean, that would be great. And God, we love you guys and all of your support and all of those things. But maybe this one we'll just keep on under.
Yeah. We'll just keep it low. The low.
Mm-hmm. Good. Is that it?
I'm filming a music video, but no big deal. Nothing. You'll see Beautiful. When it comes out.
Good. Well, we'll talk about it all on Monday.
Yeah.
Everybody, again, have a great weekend. Make sure that you call somebody and tell them you love them, because you never know when you may not get another chance. And make sure to be a friend to somebody who could really use a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to save. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And seriously, know this. We do love you. And God bless you. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
The Chet Buchanan Show.